This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The Election Commission of India today announced that assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu will be held in a single phase, while polling in West Bengal will take place in two phases. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on 9th of April, while in Tamil Nadu polling will take place on 23rd. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on 23rd and 29th of April. The first phase in the state will cover 152 assembly constituencies and the second phase will cover 142 constituencies. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. The notification for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be issued tomorrow. The notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on 30th of March. Notification for the second phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on 2nd of April. Mr. Kumar said, with the announcement of the poll schedule, the model code of conduct has come into force with immediate effect in the states and the Union Territory. The Election Commission today also announced by-elections to 8 assembly constituencies spread across 6 states. The assembly constituencies are Ponda seat in Goa, Umret in Gujarat, Bagalkot and Davnagre South in Karnataka, Rahuri and Baramati in Maharashtra, Koridang in Nagaland and Dharmanagar seat in Tripura. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the notification for by-poll in Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura will be issued tomorrow and polling will be held on 9th of April. The notification for by-election in Gujarat and Maharashtra will be issued on 30th of this month and voting will take place on 23rd of April. Delhi Food and Supplies Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa has reassured Delhi residents that cooking gas supplies are stable in the national capital and there is no need for panic. Sending a clear message against hoarders, Mr. Sirsa emphasized that the government is actively monitoring the situation. He said the government has deployed 70 teams from the police, weights and measures, and food and supplies departments to monitor markets, check stocks and take action against hoarding or unfair practices. Mr. Sirsa further informed that sales of commercial LPG cylinders have also commenced in compliance with the directions of the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas. The Embassy of India in Doha informed that Qatar Airways is scheduled to operate 3 more flights to India for the next 2 days. These flights will connect Qatar with New Delhi, Mumbai and Kochi. Earlier, Qatar Airways operated 1 flight to India today, carrying passengers to New Delhi. According to an advisory issued by Qatar Airways, passengers can book tickets and check the latest flight updates through the airline's website or mobile application or by contacting their travel agents. Meanwhile, some Indian nationals stranded in Qatar, including transit passengers and short-term visitors, may require essential medicines. They have been advised to contact the helpline of the Indian Community Benevolent Forum at 00974-7046-2114 for assistance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today arrived in Brussels for consultation with European Union counterparts. During the two-day visit, Dr. Jayashankar will interact with foreign ministers of the 27 EU member states at the Foreign Affairs Council meeting. The Ministry of External Affairs informed that the minister will also hold meetings with the leadership of the European Union and his counterparts from Belgium and other EU member states. In Odisha, 2 persons were killed, several others seriously injured and more than 200 houses damaged after a severe nor'wester struck Mayurbhanj district this afternoon. Strong winds uprooted several trees and electricity poles across at least 12 villages in the district. The seriously injured persons have been shifted to a nearby hospital, while about 40 others sustained minor injuries. The state government has announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees each for the families of the deceased. India finished its campaign at the World Boxing Future Cups in Bangkok with a haul of 5 medals, including a gold, 3 silver and a bronze. And with that, we end this news bulletin.